So it's right about now, when we're coming up on year end, where I think all of us wish we had more time, right? I mean, this year just flew by. We wish we had more time to get these deals across the finish line. We wish we had more time to qualify for President's Club, or perhaps that big bonus that you've been trying to nail. Well, today I have some numbers for you that are going to absolutely blow you away in terms of how much time the average salesperson loses throughout the year. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 20,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready, because school is now in session. Okay, so we're going to get real serious this week, and we're going to be talking about some numbers and some studies and stuff that are going to absolutely blow you away. And it all started, and like if I was to like say, man, it's all their fault, I would have to blame the fine folks over at InsideSales.com, because they put this out a while ago. I think it was 2017. And I've been aware of similar studies for a while, but I think it took me a good year or two to like be able to really like deal with reality. So Inside Sales put out this study where they found that when, you know, like you look at sales reps, it's only about 36.6% of their time is spent actually selling. Let me say it again. Inside Sales found that sales reps are only spending about 36.6% of their time like selling. So what I want to do today is dissect this a little bit as to why this might be the case. And I want to like throw some numbers at you so that you can maybe just like take a good honest look in the mirror and see if this would apply to you. Because if you're like me, when you hear something like, you know, people are only spending about 36.6% of the time doing something, you're going to be a little skeptical. And when I share some of these other numbers with you, you're going to be a little bit skeptical too. But I mean, some of these things, when you take a deeper look at them and you just kind of like tell your ego to leave the room, when you have a second look at it and you do a little soul searching, you might just realize that, wow, this is actually fairly accurate. So what I want to point out to you is where you might be losing large chunks of your time, right? And even chunks of your time that are going undetected. So the very first thing, and forgive me, some of these you've heard me talk about before, but I really want you to bear with me, because sometimes you need to hear things a few times before you say, oh my gosh, man, I get it. I get it. I've heard it a million times. Like, today's the day. I get it. So I've talked a lot about how much time the average person loses to interruptions each and every day. It's 2.1 hours per day, and that comes out to 60 days a year. That's two freaking months a year that we're losing to interruptions. Now, I want to just like throw a few things at you for you to think about in terms of like, what's an interruption? Like, many times we think it's just like maybe a coworker coming over and asking us for like the TPS reports, or like asking us some question, or it's that dude or dudette in ops coming over to us, or your boss saying, hey, you know, hey, what's going on with the Castain Training Systems account? Like that kind of stuff. It certainly could be that. But it could also be when you're getting a call, even a client calling you up to say, hey, you got the deal, man. I want to buy 10,000 of these things, and you're going to win the trip to Bermuda this year because I want to buy some stuff from you. It's still an interruption. Granted, I mean, that's the kind of interruption I like, but it's still stopping you from doing something. So it still accounts for like this crazy number. How about like things like text messages? And how about things like emails? Now, there's an organization, I'm probably going to butcher the hell out of their name, but I believe the name of the organization is Asurion. Doesn't that sound like a character from Game of Thrones, like it would be Tyrion's brother or something. Ishurion, my brother from the West. But anyway, I'm sorry. That's my attempt at being funny this week. But according to Tyrion's brother, Ishurion, they found that the average person, you ready for this, can't go more than about 10 minutes without checking their phone. So I really think that's pretty accurate. And I'm kind of hanging my head right now thinking I might be like a bit worse than that. Because it's funny, because I went to this organization where there was a bunch of us in this room, and you know, people came out, and you know, like somebody came out and greeted us and said, "I'm sorry, you know, they're running behind. I just wanted to come out here, and you know, as a courtesy, let you guys know." Blah 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 blah. And you know, it should be about 10 minutes if you guys could bear with us. We'll have somebody come in and you know, see about bringing you guys some coffee and stuff or whatever. I mean, it's not a big deal. But in New York, it is, by the way. Like, 10 minutes to us in New York is like, I don't know, like 10 minutes. But anyway, and it was hilarious because I was like, man, I could really, like, see what's going on my phone and stuff. But, you know, I just don't want to be that guy. I look up. Everybody, like, immediately was on. There wasn't a person in the room except me who was really contemplating whether or not I should have my phone in hand. Everybody had their phone out. So it's like every 10 minutes. And what we have to realize is that, yeah, it takes time to do. I mean, it takes time to keep doing that. And there's another part of this. Again, I'm not trying to be the expert on how they came up with the numbers or why is it that we don't have enough selling time in sales. But I can tell you that I believe that we have the worst case of ADD on the planet. So when you're checking your phone, it isn't just checking your phone, man. It might start you on a whole whirlwind of distractions. I mean, how many times, like, I'm thinking back before I got on the podcast today about how many times a client will ask me a quick question. And I either want to verify something or whatever it is. So now I'm exiting the email. P.S. It's interrupting me from what I'm doing, because if I'm allowing myself not to be disciplined and take the interruption, it's interrupting me. So now I want to get like a definitive answer. So like, what do? Like, I just jump on my phone and I'm Googling this or I'm going here or there. But then all of a sudden, someone else might pop up. I don't know, fantasy football or something, or some kind of a crazy banner or whatever. But most of it is work related. But sometimes, I've joked about this before. Did you ever find yourself on this, like, sequence of, like, windows being opened on your computer? And, you know, you start at one point, and then you're here, then you're there, then you're here, then you're there. And then all of a sudden, you're like, how the hell did I get here? Like what is this? Like, how did this even start? Like, you can't even remember. So a lot of time is lost to that. The next thing. Gets a question mark, because I know this can be really bad depending on you and your organization and the culture and everything else. How much like time like do you lose each and every day to administrative activities? And like, I mean, if you kind of bring that out to like a weekly basis, what percentage of your week is just like trashed to administrative tasks? And then bring that out over the year. I mean, it could very easily, just like before we said 60 days, this could be a ton of your year being shot just on administrative tasks. I don't know. Again, I can't tell you definitively what it is, but it could be a month. It could be 2 months. It could be, even if it's like 15 or 20 days, it's a lot of time being lost. This next one is another one that I've shared before. And it's one that I want to bring up again, because I think it's one that could be like, it could go underneath like the radar screen. DDI did this study, and they found that the average person, and I want you to hear me out on this, because I have a different spin than DDI. I think it's very closely related, my opinion, with their findings, right? Which I'm sure DDI will be happy to know. And they found that the average person spends about 15 hours per month complaining about their boss. Now, time out. You might be thinking, hey, look, yeah, my boss is a real dick, but I don't spend 15 hours a month complaining about him or her. You might also be someone like me who works for yourself. How crazy would that be if I sat here complaining about myself? Or you might be just like I've said before, as far as Gump has said before, just like peas and carrots with your damn boss, and there's no problem. Still, I think we can now bring it to like a closely related thing. Is it possible that you could be losing a chunk of time each and every month to negativity and or hanging out with negative people? So I want you to be mindful of that, because if we take that 15 hour a month statistic from DDI and we bring that out over the year, that's 22.5 days. So I want you to look so far at what's happening. We're losing about, if we're losing all of this to interruptions, again, your mileage may vary, but if you're at the high end of this stat, 2.1 hours a day, that's 60 days a year being trashed to interruptions. Now, if you are either complaining about your boss all the time and or engaging in negativity and hanging out with negative people, that could be another 22.5 days a year. Let's move on. The next stat is from an organization called YouGov. YouGov, right? I was thinking like YouGo girl, right? But no, YouGov. YouGov. I'm making fun of everybody today. And they found that we're losing about 55 days per year to procrastination. 55 days per year to procrastination. Now, I was going to verify that, but I just keep putting it off. See, again, look, I'm a comedian today, man. Good. Aren't you glad I haven't quit my day job? I mean, this is freaking awful. I would be booed off of many a stage attempting this kind of nonsense. But YouGov is telling us we're losing about 55 days per year to procrastination. So far, we're losing about 60 days a year to interruptions. We could be losing 22.5 days per year to negativity, negative people, bitching about the boss. We could be losing 55 days per year to procrastination. Now, I'm going to throw some other things at you, and it's some of the stuff I don't talk about as much. Fridays and Mondays are a bit of a challenge sometimes, and I've been around in sales long enough to tell you that there's a lot of sales reps who mentally check out after about 1 p.m. on a Friday. And what they do is they bullshit themselves into thinking nobody wants to talk sales after 1 p.m. on a Friday. Nobody wants a cold call after 1 p.m. on a Friday. Nobody wants to get an email after 1 p.m. on a Friday. So they either mess around with just like, you know, maybe an extended lunch, or kind of telling the boss, yeah, I got, like while they're making quote signs, like Dr. Evil saying laser. Remember that? Laser with the two quotes. Yeah, I have, with the two quote signs, I have an appointment in the field. Yeah, I got to run by that account. And they're going home, right? So I'm not sitting here saying that every one of us in sales is some lazy ass just like cutting the day short. I'm saying that there's different degrees of it. Some people are blatant slackers and are going to do that. Other people, and I think this is where many of us have fallen into the trap, is that we just kind of lie to ourselves and say, you know, I'm just going to kind of wind down the calls or whatever. And heck, it's Friday, you're feeling a little more festive, so you take a little bit like a longer lunch. You come back from that lunch and maybe you just don't feel as productive. Maybe you're full and or pretty freaking hammered, right? Depending on like how accepting your boss is of that. And, you know, you're just not working as much. But what happens is that I see this also carry over onto Monday morning for half a day until about 12 or 1 p.m. Because here's the lie a lot of us have told ourselves. And when I say us, I'm not just being cute here. I'm not just trying to like read a page out of my sales training 101 manual that says use inclusive language like us so people think that you're one of them. I mean, like, you know, like, you guys aren't going to outdumb me when it comes to dopey shit. I did it too. And I think what happens on Monday is that many of us are like shaking off the weekend, or we lie to ourselves. Maybe both. We lie to ourselves and say, you know, like decision makers, they don't want to call at 9 a.m. or even 10. You know, they have the morning. They're trying to shake off the weekend, man. We'll get a better response from them if we call after lunch. But here's the thing. It may seem like an innocent thing that we're talking about. Hey, you know, Castain, lighten up. We're talking about a few hours on a Friday. We're talking about a few hours on a Monday. But the problem is that if we are talking, again, all of these things, your mileage may vary. If we're talking about 4 hours on a Monday, 4 hours on a Friday, the way I see it, that's like a full workday each and every week. That comes out to 52 days a year. So look at this. Interruptions, you're losing, it could be 60 days a year. Again, your mileage may vary. Somebody paid me and said that they tore a $100 bill in half. And they said, if you say your mileage may vary like 10 times, I get the other half. So you guys got to bear with me. I'm not so young and I still need the money, obviously. DDI said that we could be losing 22.5 days a year. Right, with that 15-hour a month thing, bitching, complaining about the boss, negativity, negative people. They didn't say the negativity and negative people, by the way. I'm kind of moving that in there because I think it's closely related. Procrastination, 55 days a year. And now with this Friday and Monday thing, you could be losing 55 days a year, man. Do you see this? Do you see how your year has like really gone to shit here really, really fast? It's like somebody pushed like the nuke button on your year. But now let's move it into something near and dear and something we're like going to be going through right about now. How about like that holiday mental checkout? For a lot of people, it's going to be at least 2 weeks. It's going to be at least half of the month of December. And what happens again is that we lie to ourselves. You know what? People don't want to talk business. They're more in a festive mood. Or maybe, I mean, and I've had this happen. I mean, like, I'm joking about this, but I seriously had this happen at the beginning of my career. I remember one time at the early, like, when I, like, had hair and stuff and I was skinny and young. And I remember, like, hearing, like some Christmas song. I forget what the hell it was. It was some Christmas song. And I think it was the Eagles, Please Come Home for Christmas, which, like, for my money, is like the best version. Next to the Bon Jovi version, I think they do a pretty damn good job. But anyway, I remember hearing that, and I was like, oh, shit, man. You know, let me, you know, I'm going to knock off a little early. I'm going to go hit the stores. And I, like, surprised my wife. Like, I think it was our first Christmas together, now that I think of it, as a married couple. And I ran out and I bought this like incredible stereo system, which, by the way, just a quick inside joke in the Castain family. Every year when we come up around Christmas, my wife will usually say to me, this isn't going to be a cheese slice of Christmas, is it? And the whole inside joke there is that first Christmas when we were married, man, we paid for part of our wedding. So we had some expenses and stuff, and it was kind of, you know, a lot of money just got shelled out. And I remember, like, we both made this agreement that we weren't gonna spend that much money, like maybe like $20 or something like that. So actually, I think we even said we weren't gonna buy each other gifts at all. Right? Seriously, maybe just like a stocking thing and then just pay, you know, buy gifts for the family and the nieces and nephews and everything. And I remember my wife like had this like shit eating grin on her face, and she goes, I'm sorry, I just can't contain myself any longer. I broke the rule and I have a major surprise. And I go, well, I do too. And she goes, okay, well, you know, let me go first and tell you. I broke the rule. And I, you know, open it up. And, you know, we've always been into, like, wine and cheese. So I open it up, and it's this little, like, really cool cheese slicer. And, you know, I mean, if you're going to break a rule, you know, it's just a few bucks. It was nothing that broke the bank, nothing I'm going to sit there and go, how dare you? You broke the rule. You emptied the bank account. And then she goes, okay, you know, what about you? What did you get? Now, I didn't have the heart at this point. Like, I really wish, like, I was quicker and I could have, like, I don't know, like, just BS'd her somehow. And I go and I give her the damn stereo system. And she was both happy and felt like she was outdone. So now every year when we make this promise to kind of go light on each other, especially with kids in college and all that now, she'll always ask me, is this going to be a cheese slicer Christmas? But anyway, now you know that inside intel. Let's get back to the stuff. Yeah, I had to break it up a little because all these numbers are depressing the shit out of me. So anyway, getting back to this. So we said, now with the Christmas mental checkout, it could be 2 weeks. Some of you guys started like right after Thanksgiving. How about over the summer? Do you also do like a little mental checkout? Do you tell yourself lies like people don't want to meet over the summer? People don't want to buy things over the summer? I'll never forget when I first started in sales. And I bet many of you have encountered this type of person. And I'm really hoping that you're not this person. You're not that guy. But I remember like cold calling diligently, right like around July 4th and right after July 4th. And some of the old timers in the printing industry where I started came over to me and they're like, you know, kid, I don't know why you bother. Nobody's going to want to meet with you over the summer. Printing shuts down over the summer. And I remember I was like, I took that as like challenge accepted. And I remember looking at them and I said, I was like in my 20s. I was like, I hope to God I never become them, like shitting on somebody else's parade like that when they're trying to make a go of it. And by the way, I did pretty damn good from like the prospecting I did that summer. So I'm not convinced that's the case. So how about over the summertime, like how much time are you losing there? But now here's another one. The 3 and 4 day holiday weekends where either you have like that Monday off, or we just came off of here in the US, a 4 day weekend where we had Thanksgiving. But here's the thing with Thanksgiving. I don't think it's really Thursday and Friday that you're missing. I think what happens is that a lot of people tag on that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, or at least some variation of that, prior to Thanksgiving. And then in some cases, there's that Monday. Again, it's like it's even worse than that other Monday theory that I had, that half-day theory, because you're shaking off a holiday weekend. You're telling your coworkers about it. You're still in holiday mode. Maybe you're just still there, like, you know, like rubbing your belly from all the damn turkey that you ate. And you're sitting there and you're justifying, well, you know, who the hell wants to hear from a sales rep the Monday after a holiday weekend? And, you know, again, it's a lie that we tell ourselves to justify it. So if you're doing that a few times a year, it adds up. If you're mentally checking out at the holidays, like Christmas time, could be a minimum of 2 more weeks that you're missing at a time when you need it most, year end. How about like, again, over the summertime, if you are mentally checking out, whether you think that people aren't going to buy from you, and or you're just slowing down. Hey man, the kids are home from school and everything. Quick time out. I just want to be clear about something. I'm not saying that we have to work. I'm saying that when you're working, work. And by all means, take your vacation time. By all means, you're sick, you're not feeling like working, take a sick day. Do what my college teacher taught me to do. I love this lesson. He taught me this. He said, every once in a while, you got to take a what the hell day. A what the hell day is when you wake up with full intention, like a going to work, maybe just not feeling it that day. And then you say, what the hell? And you take the day off. You've got the time coming to you. So, but my whole argument is, like, when you work, work, though. But there's more to this now. How about, actually, there's no more to this. That's it. That's the end of it. I thought there was another one that yes, there is another one, and it's a big one. I think one of the biggest things that we have to be mindful of is the little 3 and 4 and 5 minute time wasters that we have. Because when it's a little 3 and 4 and 5 minute time waster, even a 1 and 2 minute time waster, it's not on the radar screen. It goes below the radar. And what happens is that we don't think anything of it. But if you add that all up, like I added up all these other things, man, that's a lot of time. So here's my point. My point is that all of these things are costing you money. Even if the numbers I shared with you today from all these sources and me and wherever I got these things from that I shared, let's just say every one of us was full of shit and we inflated the numbers because we just wanted to be dramatic and we wanted to sound really, really intelligent. that's still a major chunk out of your year. Now, here's what your mission is, if you choose to accept it, and I hope you do. If you want a better 2019, you have to find a way to liberate some of that back and put it into like hardcore selling time. And what my definition of hardcore selling time is time that we can spend focusing on the three drivers of sales success. The three drivers of sales success really comes down to this: getting new accounts. The second one is like retaining and wowing them, right? I consider that all part of the same thing. And the last one is growing those accounts. So if you can liberate back some of this time here that we're not spending, like selling, that we're wasting and we're losing, and you can liberate it back to money activities, getting an account, retaining and wowing an account, growing an account, I think that you are going to have an amazing 2019. Now, my question to you is, what are you going to do about it, man? Are you going to just take this information today and consume it? Hopefully by now you know how I feel about a lot of us in sales, man. We just consume a lot of the shit. We go on a podcast like this, and it's entertainment while we're driving. We consume it. We read a blog post, we consume it. That's another thing you might want to think about. Like, you know, like how much of the stuff am I actually stopping and like making a note to self to do it? And what I would invite you to do right now, if this impacted you in any way, like grab your smartphone, pull the car over, grab the smartphone, and like schedule an activity based on this. Maybe it's to track your time. Maybe it's to, like, you're aware of something where you're losing a chunk of time. And maybe it's some coworkers that are interrupting you. Maybe it's like every time you're trying to make outbound calls, you get inbound calls. Maybe, like, you know, you need to like block out time where you are not going to take an inbound call. That adds up and it takes you away from the activity. And then getting back, getting your groove back on, getting that momentum going, it's like a lot of time is lost. So my question to you is, what are you going to do with this week? Are you going to just consume it? And I was just like your entertainment buddy? Or are you going to do something with it? Final thing before you go is we're actually going to be talking about this Thursday, December 6th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to be doing this in a webinar. And the name of the webinar, I think, is appropriately titled. It's called How to Find the Time. How to Find the Time to Prospect, Even If You're Super Busy. So how to find the time to prospect, even if you're super busy. I think that you're probably pretty damn busy. And in some cases, you might be so busy that you think you don't have time to join us on this webinar. Think about that. How many times, if you've been listening to me for a while, did I offer up a webinar and you found yourself saying, I don't have the time for that? Here's the kicker, folks. Not to be a dick here, which you know I'm about to be, because anytime somebody says not to be or I don't mean to, yeah, they have full intention of being a dick. And I do right now. So just to put that out on the table. If you're busy, and I get it, but every one of my webinars I record. So if you can't join us live, you should be signing up anyway. If it appeals to you, sign up anyway, and then view it at your leisure. Because otherwise, if you're still not going to do it, then I would really invite you to look at the fact that you might be lying to yourself. I mean, seriously, it's like, I'd love the world to know that I'm just really, really busy and I'm this really successful entrepreneur and everything else. But man, like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, you're not so busy that you can't learn or do something that's going to, like, look at all this time that's being lost. Now, this isn't going to be a time management webinar. And that might be something that turns you off, that you might have thought, oh, man, here we go, another time management 101. That would turn me off, quite frankly. I personally don't have any patience for that type of sales 101 type of nonsense. What we're going to be doing instead is we're going to be talking about a plan, a prospecting plan, then talking about how you can stick with it. And I'm going to give you two variations of the plan. One during ideal circumstances that I would love for you to be able to embrace, but then a plan that I want you to embrace when things get nutty for you, like they probably are right now. Nobody ever talks about that part. They say, do these things and you should be doing these things. But they don't talk about the things that get in the way of you doing these things. And what do you do if, in fact, man, it is just crazy busy for you? How are you going to be able to handle that? Because you can't keep putting off the prospecting. It's going to pay. You're going to pay the price for that. So if you'd like to learn more, please don't procrastinate. You know that you're losing 55 days a year to that. So a good time to start not procrastinating would be right now. Please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/time. yoursalesplaybook.com/T-I-M-E. See that? Spelling Bee Champion, 1988. Anyway, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Visit us at yoursalesplaybook.com/blog.